Back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Miller Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with Clinton County Daily News, and we're being rejoined by Johnny V's, Pepe's, and Greg's Pizzeria on the Square in Frankfort. And our telecast online is being sponsored by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultzide GA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, our Dente Dental, along with Slabby's Food and Freedom. I'm Ken, and I'm going to be taking the next part of this show. We're now being joined on the phone by Carroll County Prosecutor Nick McClellan. Nick, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good.
How's everything in Carroll County these days?
I suspect it's like a lot of other counties. We're kind of on edge a little bit because the pandemic that we're kind of dealing with here, and just it's new information every day and just trying to take it day by day.
Do you know about how many cases, if any, you guys have up that way?
I don't think we've had any any confirmed cases from Carroll County as of Friday. I have not got an update today. But as of Friday, I don't think we've had any confirmed cases here in Carroll County.
We had Tony Summer on from Clinton County here on Friday, and he said there's been some changes made because of this situation. How about up your way? Have you had a lot of different changes that you've had to make because of the coronavirus?
We have. We've closed the courthouse to the public. It's only essential personnel, basically employees of the county that are working. And so we've tried to do that. We've tried to encourage people to self-quarantine if they have the symptoms or they think they have are infected with the virus. Obviously, we're doing as much as we can remotely, as of today, appearing by telephone instead of in person as you and I had originally planned.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to do conference calls and video conferences. We're trying to see inmates from the jail via video instead of bringing them over. We're doing everything that our the local and nationwide government have recommended to, you know, try to curb the outbreak.
So, of course, the main reason we wanted to talk to you is to kind of get an update on where things are with the two big cases up your way. First of all, what's the latest on the Abby and Libby situation in Delphi? What's up with that?
We're still, of course, taking all tips. We've kind of went back to ground zero, if you will, and started looking at all the evidence again and reviewing those tips. We're starting to organize all the evidence we have received and getting new sets of eyes to look at those things to see if there's anything that anyone would have missed all along the way. And so that's kind of where we're at, still taking tips every day, still tracking those tips down, still encouraging people to call in if they have something. We always try to go back to, you know, don't do side-by-sides on the internet, don't push along news that you know is not accurate or from a reputable source. And so we're still doing everything we have been. We just kind of went back to the beginning, started looking at everything again.
You guys last year, when it was the 2-year anniversary, released a new photo of your suspect. Did that help you guys in any way or not?
It did. It definitely increased the number of tips. I think it's helped in that way. And so we obviously don't have an arrest yet, and so it hadn't produced the result we had hoped, but we're still very hopeful that that's going to lead us down the road that we need to be on.
What was the thing that led you guys to making an incredibly separate individual from the first thing we had to the last one that we had? If you can talk about that, what was the thing that, you know, what was the thing that led you to that?
Just through the course of the investigation, we believe that that sketch was a more accurate sketch of an individual of interest. And so just through the course of the investigation, evidence we collected, it led us to release that new one.
Okay. I remember being up at that press conference a year ago, and when Doug Carter said that, you know, everybody, it's probably a good possibility that person's still pretty close by.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of my main fears. I think that's probably a fear in everybody's hearts here in Carroll County. I mean, we are comparable to Clinton County.
Mm-hmm.
I think Clinton County's got a bigger population than us, of course. But, you know, very rural area, a lot of farmers, very small town feel, kind of know your neighbor and you know their family and, you know, kids that grew up in that town kind of come back to start a life there and be a professional there. And so, you know, our county is a lot like that. We know everybody. You know, several generations of my family have lived here, and I know that's the same for several families. And so it does give you some concern. I mean, when growing up, you know, we never locked the doors. We always left the keys in the vehicles. We just is a very small town feel. And now I think everybody's kind of looking over their shoulder and wondering, is that guy or gal or people still here? And should we be concerned that it could happen again?
How frustrating is it starting to become for everybody that's involved?
It is frustrating. Obviously, it's a huge monkey on my back as the prosecutor. I want to have an arrest. I want to prosecute somebody, and I want, you know, justice for Abby and Libby. And so, you know, it's always going to be something that's in the forefront of my mind. It just is a big monkey on my back. I think that's the best way to say it. And so it is frustrating. I think especially for the investigators who've been working on this now for an extended period of time, I know that they can't just shut their brains off at 5 o'clock on Friday. They take that stuff home with them every day, and so it is frustrating.
I'm 99.99% sure that you guys are not going to refer to this as a cold case yet, but how much longer does it go before you kind of do that?
I don't know that I ever will.
Okay.
I'm always going to have hope and faith that we're going to find the person or the people responsible for this. So I don't know that I will ever refer to it as such. I can't really answer for the investigators or for ISP. I know that, I say ISP, Indiana State Police, we have their full support. Doug Carter has vowed to give us support as long as we need it, as long as we want it. And so he's not going to refer to this as a cold case, and he's vowed to put all the resources we need that he is available towards this case.
I'm glad to hear that. But I'll say this. There's one thing I am very, very upset about, and that is the renovation that's underway on the Monon High Bridge. Why is that being allowed?
You know, I that's kind of outside my wheelhouse. That's something the county would have to approve and other get funding for. That's something that I can't really stop or promote. And so that's a really difficult question for me to answer.
To me, it seems very silly to even try and do some renovation on an area where a murder has occurred that is not solved as of yet. I think that's the frustrating part for me.
Yeah, and I imagine there's a lot of people that feel that way. I can't really comment on it because I don't know much about it because it's kind of outside my wheelhouse, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay, I didn't know because to me, you know, you like to think you got every piece of evidence, but you really never know.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, you just really never know. You don't know what the one piece of evidence is going to be that's going to lead you down to the next piece and the next piece and so on and so forth until you get the arrest. So, yeah, I agree with you.
The next thing I do want to bring up, and this is something as the fire in Florida, is that a longer case than one we just talked about?
What do you mean a longer case?
I mean, we know that Abby and Libby have been 3 years. Has the fire there in Florida, which killed the four girls, has that been a longer case than what the one with Abby and Libby?
About the same time.
Okay.
We still have, again, Indiana State Police is assisting with local law enforcement to work on that case as well. I talk with law enforcement, whether it be ISP or local folks, about both those cases at least minimum one time a week, typically more. So, you know, those cases are still both very, very, very active.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but the last thing I heard on the fire there in Florida was the fact that it's an arson case, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I wasn't real, you keep hearing various things. I just was curious. I thought that was still an arson case. So
now, yeah, we're investigating as an arson case.
Okay. Does anything going to be changing up here shortly on either one of these cases? Are you guys going to have another couple of press conferences or anything like that on what's going on up your way?
Well, that I don't really know for sure. I still meet with investigators often, and we talk about, you know, what is the next appropriate move. And so that will be a team decision from the investigatory team to decide when and how long, you know, when we do a press conference, when the next one's going to be.
Okay. All right. And I noticed this came from an article I had here earlier this month that, you know, the ISP is saying there's still one piece away. That thing seems to be the normal statement coming out. They're one piece away from finding who's done a couple things up in Delphi.
Yeah, and you know, that may be my fault because I say that a lot too.
Okay, I'm not blaming you. Believe me.
Yeah, I really do believe, you know, and I guess you can't think of it as literally, we're going to find this one piece and then, you know, have an arrest. I think of it more, one piece may lead to another piece and so on and so forth until we get that arrest. And so that is my mindset, that we're just missing one thing to kind of put this puzzle together to lead us down that right road. And again, we're still doing search warrants, subpoenas for various things. We're doing, you know, we work on this weekly, and so I really believe that we are kind of that one piece away. I say that a lot, so that's probably my fault.
That's all right. I mean, I understand that completely. But, you know, have you guys changed anything up as to what would be good, you know, what would be good for people to know me? Have you, I'm sure you want tips as much as you possibly can, as long as they're new and pertinent tips, I would take.
Yeah, we still want to encourage people that when you give a tip, give us as much information as you can. You know, whatever you have about the person, just give us as much information as you can. And I know that we've had some complaints in the past. Well, I called in a tip, but I don't think anybody's doing anything with it because nobody's called me back. That's not the case. We take the tip, we write it down. We have an officer or somebody from law enforcement track that tip down and go through. So just because you don't get a call back doesn't mean that we're not, you know, doing our due diligence to track that tip down. It's just there's so many coming in. If we spent all the time calling people back, we wouldn't get anything else done.
I was going to say that. You really can't do that almost all the time.
You can't. And so, you know, but we want the people to call in to leave their name, if they're willing to do that, a phone number, so that if we do need follow-up information, we can get a hold of them.
All right. How is the best, if people have tips, how is the best way for them to get that to you? You want to have them email? You want to have them call? What's the best way to do it?
Whichever they feel comfortable with. They can call the tip line. They can email. There's an email as well. So they can do either one of those things, whatever they feel comfortable with. You know, we just want to encourage tips. What we don't like, of course, is the kind of the fake news or the side-by-sides on, you know, Facebook and those things. You know, we want the people to call in the tips and let the investigators track those tips down.
Okay. Nick, are we missing anything in general that you want to bring out or we want to talk about? Okay, I got a caller here. You don't mind taking a call here, do you?
Sure.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and think. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Ray. That guy was in McDonald's restaurant 3 years ago in March.
Okay. How do you know that?
Well, I was in there drinking coffee. He came in there with the same amount of clothes on. And I went to the sheriff's office after he left and told him that the first thing he told me that I needed a license plate number. But I couldn't get his license plate number because he was parked in the wrong direction and I couldn't read it. In a old station wagon, dark green paint, dirty tinted windows. He had the same clothes on, except he had a toboggan hat on. That was the last week of March 3 years ago.
Okay.
At the McDonald's restaurant.
All right. Anything else?
That's it. But okay. I mean, look for that old car.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. No problem. Nick, you want to respond to that?
What he was saying quickly here, but I would encourage, Ray was his name, I believe.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I would encourage Ray to call the tip line, and again, 844-459-5786, and give that information so that we have an accurate description of what he thinks the vehicle looks like and the person and those kind of things, and let investigators start to work on that and track that down. Again, I don't think any tip is a dumb tip, and so I encourage people to call in and leave those tips when they think they have something.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, and I just want to keep this at the forefront of everybody's mind. Mm-hmm. Like I said, this is an open case for us. I work on it every week. It's something I think about consistently. I think all the people involved with it do. I think all the citizens do. And so I want to encourage everybody to continue to call in whatever tips you have. Even if you don't think it's significant, let us make that decision. And so call in, give what you got, and let us run with it.
I know the last time I talked to Doug Carter, that was his exact words. Keep it, let's keep it in the forefront no matter how long it takes. Let's keep it in the forefront. That was the last words he said to me. That's been a couple of years ago, so.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so. I think we're all, I think everybody involved in this case, it feels the same way. This is not a case that we want to, go in the shadows or become part of the shadows. We want this in the front of everybody's mind every day until we get justice.
Hey, maybe the next time you and I talk, maybe we'll have somebody behind bars, hopefully.
I hope you're right.
Nick, thanks much for your time. Greatly appreciate it, and best of luck to you guys, okay?
Thanks.
All right, thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye. That's been Nick McClellan, who's the Carroll County Prosecutor. We've been talking about the murder cases over the two murders of the girls in Delphi, plus the fire in Florida that killed the four girls. Both been about 3 years ago, so it's interesting that those have not been solved, but we're still waiting to see, and hopefully that gets taken care of. We're going to go ahead and take a break right now. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors and Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. And also we're bringing back Johnny B's, Pepe's, Greek's Pizzeria on the Square in Frankfort, and then our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, along with Slabby's Food and Freedom. We'll be right back.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
We at Casper Media want to celebrate your anniversaries, weddings, birthdays, engagements, babies, and reunions on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Are you celebrating a milestone? Let us celebrate with you. In order to do this, we need help from you. Send your information to newsroom@casperradio.com with a JPEG picture, a short write-up of the basic facts, and please give us at least 2 weeks' notice in advance of your special date. Please include a phone number and contact person on your item in case we have questions. Got a question? Call us at 765-659-3338.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Hey friends, Kevin Keith here, reminding you Party Line is now on TV. That's right, you can watch the broadcast every weekday morning at 8:30 at HoosierLandTV.com. Thanks to these sponsors: the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. Plus, it's archived forever at HoosierLandTV.com. We'll see you for the next telecast from a bunch of radio people having fun with a camera. Join WILO at Hall Trucking for AgriTalk and the WILO Farm at Noon every weekday starting at 11. At 11 o'clock, we bring you AgriTalk, one full hour live, talking about everything agriculture, issues affecting farmers, and the ag community. Then at 12 noon, join us for the latest ag markets, the Midday Energy Report, and Managing for Profits. Brought to you by Hall Trucking and your home for the most accurate and credible ag news in North Central Indiana. WILO.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Johnny V's and Pepe's and Greek's all on the square in downtown Frankfort, and our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProPack Computer Sales and Service, our Dente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. We got about 7-8 minutes left in the program, being rejoined by Kevin Keith.
Good morning.
So what's going on with your world here?
Not much. I was back here talking to Russ Casper about some things as we continue to pivot and stuff here. We have pretty much solidified. I don't want to put too much out there yet, but we are going to do the WILO Chamber of Commerce Community Update every weekday here on Party Line. And you and I were talking about Inside the Huddle over the week, over the weekend, too. And I tend to think that, you know, again, if we can, if it works into my schedule, able to come in, help you out some and stuff, we might kind of still do a sports lean when we can, but we might just open the phones or bring people information as we need to do that, which I know you do anyway, Ken. But so, this gong show seems to be creating some, getting some traction.
Yeah. maybe in some people's world, not in mine, I guarantee you.
I know.
I would definitely not be in favor of that.
Because, well, here's the good part. We wouldn't need you, Ken.
That's true.
So,
I just thought the show was stupid. That's why I don't like it.
Well, you know, I've never heard any recordings of what we did on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I
don't know. I have not had that either.
Yeah, so I don't know how that was pulled out now or played out. I've seen old reruns of the Gong Show.
Yeah,
I'm not that impressed either.
No, I'm not.
I mean, you know, but it goes to show you what people, you know, 40, 50 years ago, when you didn't have internet and you had three TV stations, that was the only choice you had.
Of course, to me, what ruined the show was Chuck Barris, and that was probably what everybody liked the most.
Little before my time.
Yeah.
So I posted this on Daily Discussions of Frankfort last night, just said, on Facebook. It just said, hey, you know, many of you know I'm the program director at WILO. Been here 3 years. I've had four people mention to me that we should bring back the Gong Show like they did during the ice storm.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm new to the area, I am vaguely familiar with it. Initially thought about it, but I assumed, in all caps, that was 30 years ago nearly, and thought people would have many other ways to entertain themselves. With so much going on, it's certainly not a front burner issue, but I guess never say never, LOL. So I had 27 likes about that, and most of these, looking through the names and stuff, there's people, these are Frankfort people who have lived here most of their lives, and they know what it is. Now, I also got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, almost 14 comments on that. Not that that's a bunch or anything, but there's a friend of mine, we're just going to call him JR. He's giving me a hard time on Facebook. Also, Rochelle Lutz, she said she wants to see a prop back. So yeah, we all know Rochelle.
Yeah.
So anyway, don't know. Again, not a top priority right now, but never say never. I just thought that was kind of funny. But we're more excited about this community update we're going to do with the chamber starting tomorrow. And I know you've helped Russ kind of compile a list. I had a couple suggestions, and he's going to be coming to you today for some phone numbers. And it's going to be where we call them, and we're just going to have them ready around 8:45 each weekday morning. I know Shan is going to be our first one tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
And Judy Sheets, our mayor, will be in on Wednesday. Russ has already confirmed that.
Okay.
So is there anything else we need to know, Ken, other than just keep your eyes on Clinton County Daily News, because that's where we're putting everything, right?
Yeah, and everything as of right now is as updated as I can get it.
Okay.
I mean, there may be a couple I've missed, but I doubt it.
I had a couple people ask over the weekend if we have heard of any factories in Frankfort closing.
You and I talked about that a little bit Friday, but you couldn't get anything confirmed.
Confirmed, right?
And I have not been able to get anything confirmed. And as we were talking in the first part, I really don't think, in all honesty, I don't think factories want it out.
Yeah. No, well, I don't either, and I don't blame them. Okay?
True, true. I agree.
I mean, you know, you could cause a panic or a scare or something. But at the same time, if they're working, again, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, but, I mean, we're supposed to be keeping our social distance, you know. And, you know, you cram 50 people in a break room trying to have lunch, you know. I mean, it just might be a little hard. So
I'm not so concerned about the break room. I'm more concerned about the actual working space, and I have the break room.
Yeah, no. I know what you're saying. I just know that I worked for NTN, which is similar to NTK, and, I mean, they employed 2,000 people down in Columbus, Indiana, and, you know, it was tight, and, you know, at lunch. I mean, we're, you know, we're six to a table sitting around and all that. So the biggest thing is keep it on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We're going to start doing what we can for you, or continue doing what we can for you here on WILO. I also want you to know, Ken, no decision made yet or anything, but as we continue to talk about Inside the Huddle, you and I might be doing more of a informational piece and then having a sports lean when we could.
Yeah, I really don't have a problem with that because it was very difficult, as you well know, last week to get what we got.
Right, yeah. Thankful for Don Stock.
Yes.
But again, anybody who plans on coming in this week to be a guest on Party Line, the doors are locked.
You're not getting in.
So I know Todd Corey listens. He's supposed to be in here Thursday. Please call us, Todd, and I'll make sure I text
I emailed everybody this morning and just, you know, said, hey, you know, just call in this week. And just let it go, and we'll deal with it from there. And just hopefully everybody, you know, adheres to that, which I think they all will. So
and we probably ought to start emailing people for next week, too.
I would say that's probably not a bad idea.
If you need me to help you with that, Ken, I can.
You know what's going to be interesting, though, is that we'll have Jeff Hardesty starting his monthly return.
In April, right?
April Fool's Day of all days.
So
we'll have to remind Jeff to make sure that
he calls in.
So.
All right.
Anything else you want to add? No, man.
I appreciate everything.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
We're going to wrap it up for today. Our sponsors have been Wealthy Custom Exteriors, who's in Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, along with Johnny B's and Pepe's and Greek's Pizzeria on the Square in downtown Frankfort, and our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, along with Slavy's Food and Freedom. Everybody, have a good day, a great day. Take good care of yourselves. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.